Blog Talk Radio.
Oh!
Yes, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. A little more careful. But that was a very much of a thing. You're not much of a thing. But it's a much of a thing.
Thank you.
Hallelujah. You joined the Wednesday International Victory Service of the Potter's House, Renewing Your Mind Ministries International. Our motto is where the broken are made whole by God.
Thank you, Jesus.
Glory to God.
Thank you, Lord.
Our biblical foundation is found in Jeremiah, the 18th chapter, at the first verse through the sixth verse. And it reads as thus: And the word came unto Jeremiah from the Lord, saying, Arise and go down to the potter's house, and there I will cause you to hear my words. Then I arose and went down to the potter's house, and behold, he wrought a work on the wheels. And the vessel that he had made of clay was marred in the hand of the potter. So he made it again another vessel, which seemed good for the potter to make it. Then the word of the Lord came unto me, saying, O house of Israel, cannot I do with you as a potter, saith the Lord? As the clay is in the potter's hand, so are ye in my hand, O house of Israel. Glory to God. We pledge allegiance to Almighty God, whose heart is the Father, whose face is the Son, whose voice is the Holy Spirit, and whose hands and feet is the church. And that includes us, in Jesus' name. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. At this time, Pastor Peaches, if you would give us the housekeeping suggestions.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. This is a day the Lord has made.
Hallelujah.
We thank God for another Wednesday. Hallelujah service. Hallelujah. Take out your calendars. We are in a new month, y'all. It's a month of August.
Wow.
We're in a new month. Take out your Bibles, your composition notebook, your ink pen. Hallelujah. Take out your communion elements. I'd like to welcome all of our first-time listeners and all the new listeners. Hallelujah. Yes. And these are dates and times you want to put on. Mark your calendars. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Set your alarms. Hallelujah. 5 minutes prior to the time. Hallelujah. But starting every morning, hallelujah, at 7 a.m. That's when we take out your Bibles, your composition notebooks, your ink pens, your pencils. Hallelujah. Take out your communion elements. It's the meal that heals. Hallelujah. You want to write down people's names that you want to put into the atmosphere. Hallelujah. When we start praying for people, hallelujah, you want to write down family members' names and coworkers and the neighbor's names, hallelujah. And you want to reset your alarms, hallelujah. Excuse me, we have praise and worship at 7 a.m. every morning. So set your alarms 5 minutes prior to the time so you'll be ready at 7 o'clock. Hallelujah. And then Tuesday evenings, Institute of Biblical Learning. Hallelujah. This coming Tuesday will be the last class in this semester. Hallelujah. Then we will be returning back to regular Bible study. Hallelujah, the following Tuesday. Hallelujah. Wednesday evenings at 7 p.m. is our midweek victory service. Hallelujah. Put on your calendar the second Friday of the month is men's and women's fellowship. From 7 to 7:40 is the men's fellowship, and 7:15 till 8:30 is the women's fellowship. Hallelujah. Invite someone to listen along with you. Hallelujah. And Sundays at 3 p.m., we have our International Victory Miracle Service heard all over the world. So when you're vacationing, saints of God, don't forget to tune us in. Hallelujah. Carry us along with you. Hallelujah, hallelujah. We thank God for, the first and second Sundays of the month. Hallelujah. Is our, let me go back. Don't forget to look up the church's website. Go to rymmi.org and look and see what this church's ministry is all about. Hallelujah. We also have a new cash app. It is $TPH2023. It's $TPH2023. We thank God for first and second Sundays of the month is the Potter's House Challenge. It's coming up, y'all. Come try us out 15 minutes prior to church, to service starting, knowing the daily family confession of faith. Hallelujah. And also first and second Sunday of the month is also the pastor's corner, yours truly. Third Sunday of the month, we celebrate the birthdays in the congregation. Hallelujah. With a card and a gift. Hallelujah. And the fourth Sunday of the month is when the young people, first, second, and third Sunday of the month, we have Good News Youth Club. Our children are learning the word of God. Hallelujah. Taught by Elder K.B. Stevenson. And then on the fourth Sunday, they're able to share with the whole congregation what they've learned in Good News Youth Club. Hallelujah. You have to witness them singing a song and quoting scriptures and reading scriptures. Hallelujah. And then they pass out a gift to us that has the word of God on it. Hallelujah. That fourth Sunday service is also when we have a visiting church come in, a visiting pastor, bringing the word of life to us. And for the month of August, our visiting minister, the speaker, guest speaker, will be Pastor Viola Wright of the Bible Way Church of God in Christ right here in Baltimore City. Hallelujah. Come out and hear what thus saith the Lord. Hallelujah. She will be bringing a right now word for the church. After that spiritual meal, we will have a natural meal. Come out and enjoy a free fellowship dinner. If you aren't able to stay, we'll pack it for you to go. Hallelujah. Bring somebody with you. Hallelujah. To hear the word of God. To have dinner with us. Hallelujah. Free of charge. Hallelujah. We thank God for our new edifice. We thank God for our new dining hall and beautiful kitchen. Hallelujah. Beautiful offices and classrooms. Hallelujah. Beautiful childcare room with his own private interest. We thank God for all that he's doing. Hallelujah. How he's blessing us to be a blessing to even the homeless ministry. Thank God for our new washing station, our shower station for the homeless in northeast, south, and west of Baltimore City. We thank God for adding on to the church through the homeless ministry. Hallelujah. We thank God for being able to feed them and clothe them and give them job-ready skills. Hallelujah. We thank God even for right now the fundraiser that the young people have. Hallelujah. It's going on. It's being a blessing to so many people. Hallelujah. Therefore, in donation of $5, you can get a bag that has five scripture wristbands in it. Hallelujah. When you witness to somebody, you can pass one out to them. Bless them. Hallelujah. Shock the sauce off. Hallelujah. When you bless them with the word of God and then bless them with a gift, they don't look at you because they don't know what's going on. They can't believe their eyes. Somebody actually giving them a gift free of charge. After giving them the gift has the word of God on it too, you just don't know what the word of God is going to do in that person's life. Hallelujah. When you go to the supermarket, give the cashier one. Hallelujah. Get in the Uber. Give the driver one. Hallelujah. Go to the gas station. Give the attendant one. Hallelujah. You are passing the word of God out, and you're doing a mighty work for the Lord. Hallelujah. We thank God for what the children, what the, these scripture wristbands are doing, how it's blessing people. We thank God even for our postal partners. Hallelujah. If you've been able to send a seed to the church through the post office or through the Cash App, we are blessing you with a thank you gift. Hallelujah. Now, the post office box is the Palace House, 2 P.O. Box 24554, Baltimore, Maryland, 21214. We thank God for all the blessings, hallelujah, he's bestowed upon the church and for everyone that he's been able to touch through the scripture wristbands. We thank God for everyone that was able to go with us this past Saturday to Lexington Market, blessing the people of Baltimore City. Hallelujah. Praying for people, laying hands on people. Hallelujah. We had a wonderful time in the Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Pastor.
God bless you. Thank you, Pastor Peters. And Father God, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, we thank you, Lord, for adding signs, wonders,
yes.
miracles, and blessings to the housekeeping suggestions.
Yes.
On this evening.
Yes, hallelujah.
Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah.
We're going to verbalize. We're going to articulate. We're going to name their names. We're going to call their names out aloud.
Thank you, Jesus.
As I play the selection, the prayer in the background.
Yes.
Begin to articulate. Begin to verbalize. Name their names.
Hallelujah.
Start with your family and then work out.
Amen, amen.
In Jesus' name. Come thy kingdom, be done thy will. In the life of me and my family.
Amen. Hallelujah.
My wife, myself.
Jesus.
Daniel. Pamela,
in the name of Jesus.
Tiny Earl, Tavon, Kimberly, yeah. Lisa,
okay, they're
Mark, Ariana, Nicholas, and Dominic.
Hallelujah.
Elijah,
yes.
Malachi, Xavier.
Hallelujah. Malachi and Xavier.
Evelyn, Tamara, Trisha,
Griselda. Hallelujah. Danielle, hallelujah.
Spain, Joshua, Lawrence.
Hallelujah.
Dorothy, Junior, Denise.
Lorena.
Viola, Lewis,
yes.
Lisa, Regina, Dwight, Corey, Antonio.
Nicholas. Hallelujah. Rachel.
Aaron, Rachel, Birdie.
Hallelujah.
Damon. Precious.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Earl Jr.
John.
Micaiah Xavier.
Hallelujah.
Earl Jr. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Travion. Hallelujah. Jaheim Emmanuel. Hallelujah. Tavon and Malachi. Hallelujah. Tiny Mike.
Hallelujah. Lord.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Keisha.
Rochelle.
Hallelujah. Kimberly. Rachel Johnson. Raymond Banks.
Family.
Hallelujah.
Tony and Ricky. Kirsten
Johnson. Kirsten Ezebe.
Brenda.
Serena Johnson.
Brenda.
Corey.
Right. Jackson. LaPonza.
Antonio.
Camions and family.
Amen. David.
And Naomi.
Norman. Hallelujah. Crane Crenshaw. Viola Wright. Lewis Wright.
Yeah, Tanya Calvin. Bob. Hey. Ken. Bob.
Leah Lee.
Christopher.
Hallelujah. And Jean.
Elena.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Jesus.
Denise and the family. Paul.
Hallelujah. 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 Mr. Manny. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Paula Willie. Bob. Hallelujah.
Shirley.
Hi, Lord.
James Kelly and family. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Western family. Sally.
Miss Martha. Mr. Manny. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah.
Anna Ruin family. Angela Ruin family.
Hallelujah.
Family.
Terry.
Hallelujah. Elwood Ernest. David.
Otto. Hallelujah. Alicia.
Duncan family. Hallelujah.
Anna. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Esther Govard.
Benjamin.
Ron Govard.
Walter.
Hallelujah. Brad. Isabel.
Aaron Jones.
Hallelujah. Thank you.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Sally Lundia family.
Children.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Eric and Keisha and Cody. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Brad.
Hallelujah.
Danny and family. Jackie and the family. Jason and family. Raymond Dykes family.
In the name of Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
All our in-laws, outlaws.
Hallelujah.
Uncles and aunts.
Hallelujah. Bless the Lord.
All our bonus family members.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Lord.
Bless his conscious Father. Hallelujah.
Come that kingdom be done that will like the Elder Tibian family.
Hallelujah.
The Cynthia family.
Lord.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
And Julian, Anna, and
Evangelist Julian family. Evangelist Lorraine and family. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Minister Linda and family. Minister Jerry and family. Rakim and family.
Jay and Linda and Lisa.
Jennifer and family. Hallelujah. Glory to God.
Hallelujah, Ronnie.
Family.
Hallelujah.
Real and family. Sister Dejanay and family.
In the name
of Tina Spencer and family. Hallelujah. Tina Thompson and family.
Thank you, Jesus.
Cynthia Johnson and family. Hallelujah.
Then in
the McCoy and family.
Hallelujah.
Tom Street and family.
Hallelujah.
Tom Shrin and family.
We bless your name, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Our pastor,
Lord, all of
your family. Hallelujah.
Ryan Jones, hallelujah.
Ryan Hadley and family.
Pastor Neverdone.
Hallelujah.
Mr. O'Henry
and family.
Heaven.
Hallelujah.
You miss
Elder Renola Carr and family. Elder Rosetta Curry and family.
Hallelujah. Amen.
Lester and family.
Hallelujah.
Taylor family. Calvary and family.
Hallelujah.
Glory.
Oh, bless you, Jesus.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Rosa and family. Marvin and family. Brenda and family.
Hallelujah.
Thomas and family.
Hallelujah.
Tony Jordan and family.
Hallelujah. Brandon
family.
Lord God, in
the Herbert family. The Dickerson family. Angela Jennings Hill and family. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Robinson.
Apostle McGill and family. Hallelujah. 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 Apostle Margie Mercer.
Hallelujah.
Apostle Dustin Harper and family.
Pastor Somerville.
Mary Osborne and family. Hallelujah. Dr. Nancy McKnight and family. Dr. Karen Tripp Mims and family. Dr. Joy and family. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. For Lavadon and family, Holiday, Kevin and family, Thomas and family, Kenneth and family, Kevin and family,
Hallelujah, and Dr.
Kevin, Hallelujah, Tavon and family, another Tavon and family, another Tavon and family, Earl and family, another Earl, another Earl, and another Earl and family, Hallelujah, glory to
God.
Lordship and
Dwight and
Sheila Williams and family, Hallelujah, glory to God. Hallelujah. Cheryl Williams and family. Hallelujah. Brenda Williams and family. The Meriden family. Beverly Davis and family. Yep.
First Lady.
Mrs. Worthy and family. Al Lowry and family.
Thank you, Lord God.
Michael Irvin and family. Hallelujah. Dr. Battle and family.
Hallelujah.
Brandon family. Wilson Whaley and family.
Hallelujah.
Russell and family.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Lorenzo.
Hallelujah.
Stephen and family. Hallelujah. Adrian Scott and family. Hallelujah. Glory to God. William Owens and family. Gary Warsaw and family. Gary Don Wilson and family. Father God, we don't know what to pray for as we ought to. It doesn't make sense. We thank you, Lord, for our language. Elder Minister Miles and family. Shirley Woodley and family.
Hallelujah.
God, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. We thank you, Lord. But she came under the thank you, Lord, for having signs, wonders, miracles, and blessings. Hallelujah. To our prayer on this evening in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Glory to God.
Thank you.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Glory to God.
Thank you.
After the next election, the voice you will hear will be none other than a Holy Ghost filled, tongue talking, fire baptized, demon destroying, guardian of the altar, warrior of the word, none other than Pastor Pete.
Hallelujah.
With the Children's Corner on this evening, sponsored by the Good News Youth Club of the Potter's House. It's the Children's Church Plus. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah.
To come and a privilege to be an honor to be able to come and share with you from my heart again, hallelujah, tonight. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. And I always ask God, Lord, what do you want me to share? Hallelujah. And I know young people, at the ages and stages that you are and you're going through, you have so many thoughts, and sometimes you think you're insignificant, but you're not. Hallelujah. Yes, you're different. You are. And thank God you're different. Look at your fingerprints. Look at your fingertips, the top parts of your fingers. Yes, God made you different. Thank God he did. The world would be pretty boring if everybody looked alike, had the same hair color, had the same hair texture, had the same color eyes, had the same height, had the same complexion, had the same everything. Nobody would be able to tell anybody apart from each other. It would be a pretty boring world. That sounds like a sci-fi movie that you would see on television. Oh, my goodness. Nobody would know nobody from nobody. Oh, my goodness. Somebody would commit a crime, and by the time the police come, he wouldn't know who to get. He would be in. They say, oh, well, he was 5'4". No, he was 5'6", had brown hair, brown eyes, and he had – the police would come. Well, who did I take? Well, it was her. No, God made all of us different. Don't let anybody make you feel bad because of your difference, how different you look. Thank God. God is a God of variety. Yes, he made some of us tall, some of us short, some of us kind of wide, some of us thick, some of us petite, some of us at all different heights, all different shapes and sizes. Thank God he did. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Yes, and you are special. And Jesus put a gift in you. He put a gift in all of us. Yes, he did. He put a gift in all of us. Don't ignore your gift. Ask God to show you what it is if you don't know what it is. Don't be ashamed of it. And don't let anybody make you feel bad concerning your gift. If you're able to do something that someone else trying having a hard time at, and if it comes easy by you, that's a gift. Don't let anybody make you feel bad about that. And God can use that gift. Commit it unto the Lord. God is able to use it, bless you, and bless other people because of that gift. Hallelujah. Yes, and there's a scripture I want to read to you or read something concerning gifts and callings. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. And it says, it says the gifts and callings of God. Okay. Romans 11:29 says, for the gifts and callings of God are without repentance. Without repentance means that God won't change his mind about what he has called you to do. If God has called you, that calling is still there, whether or not you have obeyed. And if God gave you a gift, if he gifted you along a certain line, that gift is still there. Okay? Paul told Timothy to stir up the gift that was within him, saying, wherefore I put thee in remembrance that thou stir up the gift of God, which is in thee by the laying on of hands, 2 Timothy 1:6. If you want to walk out God's plan for your life, it's time to stir up that gift within you. Young people, ask God, Lord, what did you put in me? I feel so insignificant. Lord, I don't know what I can do. If he put the gift of music in you, commit that gift of music unto the Lord. Don't you know there's a young man in the Bible, and God allow the gift that the music could get that he played to be able to play to calm down the spirit, or to pull that music can be played to pull the devil out of somebody. Hallelujah. You just don't know how God will use that gift that he placed in you. You don't know. When you commit something to God, God will take you before kings. God will take you places that you have no idea. Committed unto the Lord. Say, God, I don't know what you want me to do with this ability to be able to paint. Sit down in front of the canvas ask God, Lord, what do you want me to draw? Give me the idea, Lord. Direct my hands. Anoint my hands, Jesus. If you able to play the piano. God, I want to be able to play real good, Lord. I want to be able to bless you, Jesus, and sit down and ask God, Lord God, anoint my hands, anoint my mind. Lord God, allow me to be able to read music, if that's what you want to do. If you want to be able to play the piano without even me playing reading music, God can do that too. God is able to do it. So commit your way to the Lord. Hallelujah. Every time you sit at the piano, read the word of God. Say, God, I'm here. I want you to use me. Hallelujah, and watch God do it. Hallelujah. If you have the ability to talk to people, you have the ability to, whatever ability you have, God will, when you commit it to the Lord, God will lead you, and God, before you know it, he has put you in a spot or in a place where you're going to use that gift, and it's going to come out, and you're going to surprise yourself, and it's going to bless somebody. It's going to bless somebody. I've always believed that God put gifts and talents in us that will also be lucrative to you.
Hallelujah.
Sometimes some people say, I don't have any money. I believe God is with a gift in everybody. Hallelujah. He doesn't want it. It's not his will for everybody to be punching to be on a job working 9 to 5. Ask God, Lord, is this a gift you want me to use to bring in income? Is this a gift you want me to start a business with? Is this what you want me to do? Answer. Before you know it, God has ways of maneuvering things and making things, bringing life about. So before you know it, you're in a spot you didn't even know that you would even be in. But God put you there. He'll hook you up with somebody in life, another saved partner. Not somebody, you don't want to go in business with somebody that's not saved. Because how can two walk together except they agree? No, you want to be in a committed relationship. You want to be in a saved relationship, even in business, hallelujah, where God will get the glory out of what you and your partner are doing.
Mm-hmm.
God will take you to places you have no idea. Before you know it, you're saying, like, oh, my gosh. I didn't know I could do this. I didn't know this is where God was taking me. Oh, my gosh. You have no idea. When you bless the Lord, God will bless you. When you commit your ways unto the Lord, God will bless you. You have no idea. But he put it in you. He gave it to you. And watch him bless you. Watch God bless you. Hallelujah. Yes, he will. And he's just waiting for you to say, Lord, use me. And all he's looking for is availability. He's looking for you to say, Lord, I'm available to you. Use my hands, my feet, my mind, my eyes. Lord God, I'm all yours. Use me, Jesus. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Watch what God bless your sasso. Sometimes my pastor say, you're going to look out the window and see your sasso running down the street. That's a God that bless your sasso. Young people, it is no telling to where God will take you. Try them out. Hallelujah. Thank you so much. Y'all have a blessed rest of your summer. I hope you've been able to, you and your family, been able to get away, been able to have a vacation. Hallelujah. Been able to have some time on the beach, some time somewhere having fun. Hallelujah. Be blessed of the Lord. Jesus loves you, and we love you too. Thank you, Pastor.
God bless you. Thank you, Pastor Peter. Father God, in the name of the Lord Jesus, we thank you, Lord, for adding signs.
Thank you, Jesus. Yes.
Miracles and blessings.
Yes, God.
To the children's corner.
In the name of Jesus.
On this evening. Hallelujah.
In the name of Jesus.
Did you know that the Apostle John had a glimpse of what praise is like in heaven? In the book of Revelation, he describes voices that sound like thunder and a mighty waterfall, like the crashing of the ocean on the shore. Let's join those voices right now, and even though we can't see them or hear them, we'll be part of heaven's mighty chorus.
Revelation 19:1. After this, I heard what sounded like the roar of a great multitude in heaven shouting, Hallelujah! salvation and glory and power belong to our God.
Yes, yes.
Revelation 19:6.
Thank you.
Then I heard what sounded like a great multitude, like the roaring of rushing water, and like loud peals of thunder shouting, "Hallelujah, for our Lord God Almighty reigns."
Hallelujah, salvation and glory, glory and power belong to our God. Hallelujah, salvation and glory, glory and power belong to our God.
Hebrews 9:22b says, without the shedding of blood, there's no remission of sin. Revelation 1:5b says he washed our sins with his own blood. Thank you, Jesus. Ephesians 1:7, Colossians 1:14, Matthew 26:28 says we have redemption through the blood. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Lord Jesus Christ. Through his blood, our sins are forgiven. So we comprehend, we're fully aware, we do understand the body and blood of the Lord Jesus Christ has
yes.
us. Now, in the text on today, it also says that he that eateth and drinketh unworthily eateth and drinketh damnation to themselves, and for this cause many are weak and sickly among you, and many sleep. Well, Baruch Hashem Adonai, blessed be God the Lord, we're taking communion worthily because we rightfully discern the body and the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. Therefore, we're eating, drinking blessings to ourselves, strength to ourselves, healing to ourselves, life to ourselves. Deuteronomy 30:19b says, I set before you life and death, blessings and curses, to life that you and your children shall live. In Psalms 118, verse 17 says, you will not die but live and declare the works of the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Numbers 23:19, God, you said that you're not a man that you should lie, neither the son of man that you should repent. But everything you said, everything you spoke out of your mouth, you shall perform it. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Isaiah 55:11, your word will not come back void, but it will accomplish, it will prosper in which it was sent. So we thank you for your word on today. We lift up the elements of Holy Communion right now. Father God, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, we thank you for the elements. We ask that you bless, anoint, and sanctify the elements in Jesus'
name. In the name of Jesus.
Hallelujah. Glory to God. On the same night in which the Lord Jesus Christ was betrayed, he took the bread. And when he had given thanks, we thank you again, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus.
He broke it and declared, this is my body which is broken for you. Do this in remembrance of me. Let's eat together.
Thank you, Jesus.
In remembrance
thank you.
Of you.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you for your blood, Lord. Thank you.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you.
We thank you, Lord, for your healing already, O God. Matthew 15:26. 1 John 3:1-2. 1 John 1:12-13. Galatians 3:26. Psalms 100 says, we are your children and the sheep of your pasture, and healing is the bread of your children. We thank you, Lord, for your healing bread on today. We remember you. And likewise, on the same night with the Lord Jesus Christ was betrayed, he took also the cup. And when he had given thanks, we thank you again, Lord. He declared, this is the New Testament in my blood. Do this in remembrance of me. Let's drink together. Thank you, Lord.
Glory.
We thank you, Lord, that the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ is already on the doorposts and lintels of our hearts. The blood of the Lord Jesus Christ is already on the doorposts and lintels of our homes. Exodus 12:13-23. Exodus 15:26. Deuteronomy 7:15. Isaiah 43:26. God, you said, bring me into remembrance that we may feed together and be justified. Father God, we thank you that we are justified by the completed works of the Lord Jesus Christ.
Yes.
Father God, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, we boldly say what you said. We boldly say what you said. God, you said.
God, you said.
God, you said. God, you said. When I see the blood, I'm going to pass over you. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you.
Yes, yes.
And none of the diseases of Egypt of the world shall overtake you when I see the blood. We thank you, Lord, for seeing the blood on today. We remember you, Lord. We thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. We thank you, Lord, that the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ already covers our homes, our families, our loved ones, our jobs, our ministries. The blood of the Lord Jesus Christ covers all. We thank you, Lord, that the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ already covers our past, present and future sense. Our missteps and mistakes, our faux pas and failures, our dust, the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ covers all. We thank you, Lord, that the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ already covers us as we sleep, as we travel in vehicles throughout the land, as we work and play, as we walk and talk, as we worship and praise, the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ covers all. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. We thank you, Lord, that the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ covers all. Father God, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, by the power of the Holy Ghost, in the spirit of Elijah the Tishbite, we thank you, Lord, that the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ already decimates, annihilates, eradicates, disembodies, nullifies, brings to Lord, makes the Lord effect, brings to nil, reverses, eliminates, utterly destroys every curse against us and our family, every spell of your head to reject it. We call down the fire of heaven in Jesus' name on every curse against us and our family, every spell of your head to reject it. Fire, 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 fire. Fire, 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 fire,
fire.
In Jesus' name, the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ covers all. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Father God, in the name of Lord Jesus, hallelujah. We thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. The blood of the Lord Jesus Christ already undoes, untied, seven, cuts, breaks, nullifies, brings to naught, makes to naught effect, brings to nil, reverses, eliminates, utterly destroys every ungodly soul. The blood of the Lord Jesus Christ covers all. And Father God, in the name of Lord Jesus Christ, because of who we are and whose we are and what we are, we boldly share our family daily confession. We speak for every man, woman, boy, girl in our family and our bonus families, according to Job chapter 22, verse 27 and 28, Romans 4, 17, 2 Kings, the first chapter, Acts chapter 1, verse 8, Romans chapter 8, verse 11. We decree and declare that we are mighty men and women of valor, based in the image of God, full of integrity and truth, mighty thinkers in Jesus' name, lean, clean, spiritual kingdom machines. We know who we are from God's perspective, and we're not intimidated by anything in this life. We're kingdom citizens. We're fivefold ministry gifts. We're gifts to the ministry of health. We're brilliant. We're awesome. We're amazing. We're intelligent. We're powerful. We're perfect. We're strong. We're mighty. We're great.
Mighty.
Beautiful.
We're beautiful
in Jesus' name. Now to him who's able to keep us from falling and present us faultless before the presence of his glory with exceeding joy, to the only wise God, our Savior, be glory and majesty,
dominion
and power, both now and ever, in Jesus' name. And everyone said, amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Glory to God. Now, Pastor Peaches, what time is it now?
Time for the word, Pastor Bird.
Oh, bless you, bless you. Father God, I receive your anointing to preach and to teach your word. I thank you that the ground that shall be sown into is good ground. And Father God, I don't take this responsibility nor this opportunity lightly, but I seize it with every ounce of strength I have. Use me for your glory today. Heal the one, deliver the one, set the captive free, save, fill with your Holy Spirit of God. Touch these lips of clay that they may speak with accuracy, excellence, and boldness. And let signs, wonders, miracles, and blessings follow in Jesus' name.
Jesus.
Father God, in the name of Lord Jesus Christ, we thank you, Lord, for spiritual authority to tread on serpents and scorpions. Satan, the Lord God, we beat you in the satanic cohort. We curse you from the root and command you be bound in Jesus' name. And Father God, we thank you, Lord, for the harvest of every seed sown tonight. We thank you, Lord, for 30, 60, 100-fold, even 1,000-fold increase in blessing. And we give you the glory, and we give you the honor, and we give you the praise. Hallelujah. For you have the power, and we bless your name in Jesus' name. And everyone said,
amen.
Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Praise God. Pastor Peaches, if you would. Give us the addresses on this evening. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Mark 16, verses 16 through 18.
Hallelujah.
Mark 9:23. Mark 11:23 and 24.
Hallelujah.
Acts 1:8. John 10:10, John 14:6, 1 John 4:4, John 1:1-14, Matthew 16:19, Matthew 18:18, Romans 8:37, 2 Corinthians 2:14, and Ephesians 1:3.
My goodness. I did not know I had those many scriptures.
Well, we tell them take out a composition notebook and a goodie, please.
All right. Well, bless the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Pastor Jesus.
Hallelujah. Welcome, Pastor.
There was a man named John who was sent by God. To change lives.
Thank you, Jesus.
All over the world. Barokoshakara. He was a mighty man of God. He was a good listener. He was a good note taker. But not only that. He was a good writer. But not only that, he was saved, the Holy Ghost. Now, history doesn't say when he was born. It just marked his death. He died as a martyr in Alexandria, Egypt, in 68 AD. This was indeed the mark from the Bible. Yes, y'all thought I wasn't talking about a Bible figure this time, but indeed it was. Mark was significant because tradition has it that he got his information to write the Gospel of Mark from Peter. Because he wasn't right there with Jesus. He wasn't one of the disciples. Did you know that? But he got his information from a primary source. The primary source is as opposed to a secondary source. See, when you get it from a primary source, that's not hearsay as far as somebody told somebody who told somebody who told somebody. You got it from one of the witnesses of what Jesus did. This is what Mark did. The Gospel of Mark. For a few minutes that I have left, I want to change that now, Mark, into a verb. The title of tonight's message is Marked for Victory. That's past tense. That's a verb. You're marked for victory. Say, neighbor.
Neighbor.
Oh, neighbor.
Oh, neighbor.
You are marked for victory.
You are marked for victory. Hallelujah.
Tell another neighbor. Say, neighbor.
Neighbor.
Oh, neighbor.
Oh, neighbor.
You are marked for victory.
That's right. Hallelujah.
Now, I got to give two scriptures that are not even on the list. Because they are marked for victory if they align themselves with John 3:3. John, you don't have to go there, Pastor Peaches. But John 3:3 says, you must be born again. You're marked for victory. Then the next scripture is 2 Corinthians 5:17. You are a new creation. All things are passed away. Behold, all things have become new. You're marked for victory.
Thank you, Jesus.
You are marked for victory, y'all. Turn yourself over to the Lord. Read that first scripture, please.
Hallelujah. Mark 16:16-18.
Go ahead, read.
He that believeth and is baptized shall be saved, but he that believeth not shall be damned. And these signs shall follow them that believe.
Mm.
In my name shall they cast out devils.
Mm.
They shall speak with new tongues.
Mm.
They shall take up serpents. And if they drink any deadly thing, it shall not hurt them. They shall lay hands on the sick, and they shall recover.
You are marked for victory. Y'all need to repeat it. I am marked for victory.
For victory.
Glory to God. If you believe on the Lord, he said, you are marked for victory. That's what you can do. Give me another scripture.
Hallelujah.
Somebody don't understand this yet. Go ahead.
Mark 9:23.
Go ahead.
Jesus said unto him, if thou canst believe, all things are possible to him that believeth.
If you believe. If you are a believer, you are marked for victory. Say, I am marked for victory.
I am marked for victory.
Thank you, Jesus. Give me another scripture.
Hallelujah. Mark 11:23-24. For verily I say unto you, that whosoever shall say unto this mountain, be thou removed and be thou cast into the sea, and shall not doubt in his heart, but shall believe those things which he saith shall come to pass, he shall have whatsoever he saith. Therefore I say unto you, what things soever ye desire when ye pray, believe that ye receive them, and ye shall have them.
Hallelujah. Say it again, y'all. I am marked. For victory.
For victory.
Oh, shakadadada. See, y'all got to get an attitude when you say that. Because the devil want to say, no, you're not. Because he up there, he on your shoulder right now trying to tell you, no, you're not. But you can say, devil, I am marked for victory.
I am marked for victory.
Doubt try to jump on your shoulder. Tell doubt. I am marked for victory. Poco Chase.
Hallelujah.
Hey, K-bo-bo-bo-bo. That's in every area of your life, y'all. Spiritual, emotional, physical, social, and financial. You are marked for victory.
Yes, yes, yes.
Whoa, Chase. Read that verse 24 of that again.
Hallelujah. That was Mark 11.
24. Read the 24th verse.
24th verse says, therefore I say unto you, what things soever ye desire, when ye pray, believe that ye receive them and ye shall have them.
You heard? For what was said, Katie? Give me the next scripture.
Acts 1:8. But ye shall receive power after that the Holy Ghost is come upon you, and ye shall be witnesses unto me both in Jerusalem and in all Judea and in all Samaria and unto the uttermost part of the earth.
You're going to receive power. Now, that scripture that we started out with way back when in Mark 16:15 talked about going out and being a witness. Didn't I say that?
Amen.
You know, it's here again, but it gonna get you. You're gonna have power to do that. You're gonna have power to be marked for victory. When you get the Holy Ghost, you're marked for victory. Give me another scripture.
John 10:10.
I read the B part. I put B on there. I don't know what happened.
I am come that they might have life, and that they might have it more abundantly.
Life, Zoe, the God kind of life, Zoe. He said, I am come that you might have Zoe, and that you may have it more abundantly. The God kind of life.
Thank you, Jesus.
Prosperity. Blessings. Not just to have a blessing, but to be the blessing. You're marked for victory. Say, I am marked for victory.
I am marked for victory.
Give me another scripture here.
John. John. Don't we read 10:10?
Yes.
Okay, John 14:6. Jesus said unto him, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me.
He is the way. He's the way, the truth, and the Zoe of God. You get in Christ and let Christ get in you. You got the Zoe of God. Hallelujah. You're marked for victory. Say, I am marked for victory.
Marked for victory.
Give me another scripture.
Hallelujah. 1 John 4:4. Ye are of God, little children.
Stop. You got the Zoe of God, the God kind of life. You are God's child. Go ahead, read now. Thank you.
Hallelujah. Ye are of God, little children, and have overcome them, because greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world.
You overcome because you are God's child. I am marked for victory. And I overcome. Because greater is he that's in you than he that's in the world. Say, greater is he that's in me.
Greater is he that's in me.
Than he that's in the world.
And he that's in the world.
I am marked for victory.
I am marked for victory. Hallelujah.
Not I hope I got victory.
Mm-mm.
I got victory. See, a lot of people miss that. See, y'all got to get back to Noah Webster, who codified all this nouns and pronouns and verbs. And so some folks take the word hope and they turn it into a verb. No, it's a noun. Jesus is the hope of glory.
Hallelujah.
Because he's the hope of glory, he's the Zoe life in you. Zoe, you got the life of God in you. Not your hope. That's a verb. That's a verb. It's a noun. You got the hope of glory inside you. You got Jesus. That's just one of his names, y'all. Shekhar Bakoya. Come on, read something. Give me another one.
John 1:1-14. In the beginning was the Word.
Mm-hmm.
And the Word was with God.
Yes.
And the Word was God.
Come on now.
And the Word was made flesh and dwelt among us. And we beheld his glory, the glory as of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth.
Whew. Grace, unmerited favor. Getting what we don't deserve.
Thank you, Jesus, for real.
Yeah.
Thank you, God.
We're marked for victory through the grace of the Lord Jesus Christ. The mercy of the Lord. We are marked. Say it again, y'all. I am. Marked for victory.
Marked for victory.
Look here. I need you to do this because some of y'all still, you're still sitting up like you're at a picnic or something. Here, point to yourself and you say, self.
Self.
I am marked. For victory.
For victory.
All right. Give me another scripture.
Hallelujah. Matthew 16:19. And I will give unto thee the keys of the kingdom of heaven.
The keys of the kingdom is being really, understand that Jesus is God. Came and dwelt among, he's the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. And he came in the flesh, and he dwelt among us. He lived, died, and rose again. Come on now. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Go ahead. Go ahead, read.
Hallelujah. Mm-mm-mm. I will give unto thee the keys of the kingdom of heaven, and whatsoever thou shalt bind on earth shall be bound in heaven, and whatsoever thou shalt loose on earth shall be loosed in heaven.
The keys to the kingdom is Jesus in you, who's the hope of glory. And he's going to unlock all that stuff for you. That's why what you bind on earth is bound in heaven, and what you loose is loose in heaven, because you got Jesus. I'm marked for victory. Say, I'm marked for victory.
I'm marked for victory.
Go ahead, read some more.
Matthew 18:18. Verily I say unto you, whatsoever ye shall bind on earth shall be bound in heaven, and whatsoever ye shall loose on earth shall be loosed in heaven.
When it's significant when God says something one time.
Yeah.
But when he says it two times or more, it's serious stuff, y'all.
He really means it.
He means what he said. He said what he means.
Hallelujah.
So you can boldly say, hallelujah. Like, glory to God. Like Isaiah 43:26 says, hallelujah. Bring me into remembrance what I said. Glory to God. He said, God said, what I bind on earth is bound in heaven. What I loose on earth is loose in heaven. Therefore, I am marked for victory. Say, I am marked for victory.
I'm marked for victory. Hallelujah.
I'm going to get this after a while, and then y'all be running around the house and screaming, top of your voice, because somebody's been going through stuff and is wondering whether they're going to make it or not. Glory to God. You marked for victory. Read me another scripture.
Hallelujah. Mark 8:37. Nay, in all these things we are more than conquerors through him that loved us.
You are more than a conqueror. I am marked for victory.
Thank you, Jesus.
You are more than a conqueror, y'all.
Mm-hmm.
Now, what's a conqueror? Somebody who wins something.
That's right.
Yeah. But you more than that? What's that? I don't know, but it sounds pretty good to me.
Thank you, Lord.
Ask Jesus. He'll tell you. Sounds like super abundantly above to me. Sounds like a life more abundantly. Sounds real good to me. Go ahead and read me another scripture.
Hallelujah. Second Corinthians 2:14. Now, thanks be unto God, which always causes us to triumph in Christ and make a manifest the savior of his knowledge by us in every place.
The savior, the smell, the aroma of the word. You know, the word of God has an aroma.
Amen.
Hukshakara.
Yes, it does.
The savor, the essence of the word of God is power anointing. It is shakara. It is an enveloping spiritual covering over you, the word of God. That makes talk about your light shining. That's why I don't sing this little light of mine. My light ain't little, y'all. I don't profess to have a little light. Y'all can sing that all you want to. I'm not knocking you. Go ahead and sing that. That's nice. Somebody wrote the song. Somebody made some money writing that song. This big light of mine, I'm going to let it shine. This big light of mine, I'm going to let it shine. This big light of mine, I'm going to let it shine. Let it shine. Let it shine. Let it shine. I'm going to let it shine. A big light. Thank you, my mama. Because I'm marked for victory.
Hey, hallelujah.
Not a little victory. Not a teeny weeny victory. Not a big, big victory. But a great big victory. Hallelujah. My mama. I'm marked for victory.
Thank
Give me another scripture.
Hallelujah. Ephesians 1:3. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who have blessed us with all spiritual blessings in heavenly places.
You got to read that again, but hold up before you start reading.
It says, who have blessed us with all spiritual
blessings. I feel?
All.
See, You are talking to you, sister, you brother, you son, you daughter, you father, you mother, grandparents, you little children. You are marked for victory. Why? Read that scripture again.
Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who have blessed us with all spiritual blessings.
Won't you take that, mama?
Heavenly places in Christ.
Heavenly places in Christ Jesus. You want to get that, all that, and a bag of chips? Get in Christ and see what happened to you. Mama, you're gonna walk, look down, and you up there walking on water, didn't realize it. I remember that story where Morgan Freeman played God,
uh-huh.
And he had this other guy, and they were walking, and the other guy was walking with him, and God was trying to explain to him what it was. And the other guy looked down, and he was walking with God, and both of them were walking on the water. That blew his mind.
Yeah.
You're going to look down, you walking on water, too. Watch out now. Stop kind of that. It reminds me of a story, but I'm going to leave it alone. Let me see what time I got. I don't know if I can tell it. Oh, yeah, I can tell the story. Three preachers. Hallelujah. You have the Catholic brother. You have the Baptist brother. And you had the Pentecostal brother. And they had to get to the other side. They were on a little island. They had to get to the other side, to land. And the Catholic brother knelt at the side of the water, and he bowed his head, and he did the side of the cross, and a bunch of Our Fathers and Hail Marys, and he picked up his robe, the bottom of his robe, and he splashed in the water to the other side. He's on the other side waiting for the other two. Hallelujah. The Baptist brother comes up. He bends down. The most eternal and all wise. Well, he prayed a prayer, boy. Hallelujah. And then he stood up, and he picked up his robe, and he splashed through the water, and he got on the other side. Then, hallelujah, the Pentecostal brother came. He didn't pray at all. And then he walked across the top of the water. And the preachers, the Baptist brother and the priest looked at him. How'd you do that? And you didn't even pray. He said, I prayed last night, and God told me where the rocks were, and I was stepping on the rock.
Hallelujah.
No, I don't know why I told you that story, but that was a something reminded me of that. Hallelujah. Give me another scripture.
That was the last scripture.
Completely.
That was the last scripture, Pastor.
That was the last. Oh, we got to give some more scriptures. But that's your bullshit. Genesis 12 and 2. Glory to God. Watch out now. God told Abraham, said, look here. You know, I'm going to bless you to be a blessing to everybody, to the entire world. Hallelujah. Glory to God. I would curse those that curse you and bless those that bless you. All right. And Galatians 3:29, the word of God says, be Abraham's seed. You are Abraham's seed.
Mm.
You are Abraham's. Every blessing that Abraham had, you are entitled to. Because you're Abraham's seed. That's Galatians 3:29. You are Abraham's seed. So what does that mean? You are marked for victory. Say, I am marked.
I am marked.
For victory.
For victory. Hallelujah.
What else you can do? Aren't you happy about the word?
Yes, yes.
The word is so powerful.
Yes, it is.
Sharper than a two-edged sword. Able to split asunder the soul and the spirit. Look, go to Colossians 3:13. I don't know what it says, but that just jumped in my
head. Hallelujah.
Oh, I know what it is. Go ahead, do it. That's all right. Go ahead, yes.
Hallelujah. I'm going to it, Pastor.
Yeah, amen. I want you to understand this. That in the Old Testament.
I have it.
Okay, hold on just a second. In the Old Testament, folk had to do something to get God on the scene. To do, you know, they do something first, and then God will come and do this, that, and the other. That's pre-cross. Post-cross, God will give you the power. You know, because Christ has done it already. Post-cross means Christ completed the work.
Amen.
And we come in second. Hallelujah. The just us live by faith. But faith in who? In Jesus. He came and he did the work. He died and he rose again. Hallelujah. Read the scripture.
Colossians 3:13 says, forbearing one another and forgiving one another, if any man have a quarrel against any, even as Christ forgave you, so also do ye.
Okay. That was for somebody, because that's not the scripture that I was thinking about. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Go to John 6.
63
in there? Go to John 6 and see if there's a 63. Hallelujah.
John
6.
John
3
goes up to 36.
Okay, now John 6. Is there 6?
John, yes. John 6 goes up to 71.
Okay, let's see what 63 says.
It is the spirit that quickeneth. The flesh profiteth nothing. The words that I speak unto you, they are spirit and they are life.
Mm. What I just told you, what I just spoke to y'all, mark for victory, is life for you. Some of you folk have tried to do like somebody has given up. The Bible talks about Galatians 6:9. Be not weary in well-doing, for in due season you'll reap if you don't faint, if you don't quit. And some of you have been trying to quit because you didn't understand. Hallelujah. Glory to God. That you are marked for victory. And hallelujah. Those scriptures we gave early on in Mark 16:15-18, Mark 9:23, Mark 11:23-24, and you can throw in there Matthew 21:22. If you believe, you're going to receive. You're marked for victory. You got Jesus Christ. You're marked for victory. You got Jesus Christ. His promises are yea and amen. You are marked for victory. Father God, in the name of Lord Jesus Christ, we thank you, Lord, for what our ears have heard and our hearts have felt. We thank you for your word today. Hallelujah. We thank you, Lord, that it fell on good ground. We thank you, Lord, for the harvest on the seed sown, 30, 60, 100 fold, even a 1,000-fold increase in blessing. And we give you the praise and the honor in Jesus' name. Amen. Pastor Peaches.
Hallelujah. We thank you so much for joining us tonight. Hallelujah. And we want you to join us in the morning at 7 a.m. for praise and worship. Hallelujah. But first of all, tonight, if there's anyone that wants to accept Jesus Christ in your heart, hallelujah, please repeat this prayer after me. Lord Jesus, I ask you to come into my heart. I repent of my sins. Lord God, I confess with my mouth and I believe in my heart. Hallelujah. And I ask you, Lord God, to come into my heart and save me. Hallelujah. If you repeated that prayer, we believe that you are saved. You have passed from death unto life. Hallelujah. Please join us in the morning for morning prayer. That number is 720-527-5952. And the access code is 1-0-3-4-5-4-5. Hallelujah. Pow. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Join us 7 a.m. in the morning. Hallelujah.
Come on and bless your God.